Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Entine, speaking to you under some duress with planetary aspects, so please forgive me. This is going to be the week of Monday the 21st of August through Sunday the 27th of August, which leaves us only four more days of August. How about that? So when we are looking at this week, we do have two major changes taking place. The Sun enters Virgo and Mercury retrogrades, both of these taking place on Wednesday, the 23rd. So one thing about Monday is that if you were up early before sunrise, you would see Venus. Venus is back in the morning. And so we are happy to have her back. And this is a time when we are in a moon that is ruled by Venus, this Libra moon. But unfortunately, this is in the square aspect to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 4:19 p.m. So I'm suggesting that this isn't the day to try to get powerful people to hear your case, whatever that case may be. And then we have a very brief period, a 12-minute period of time after that, till 4:31 p.m., where the moon in Libra sextiles the sun in Leo. If you have to make an appointment to speak to an authority that day, see if you can get a 4:30. Hopefully it starts on time. That is a helpful opportunity aspect. And the Sun in Leo being an authority, definitely. Well, there is void, of course, Moon in Libra until 7:22 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, all of these times will be, when the Moon enters Scorpio and it is moving towards the trine to retrograde Saturn in Pisces, 3:33 a.m. on Tuesday. That comes in exact. And that was your happy time. And maybe a lot of depth and understanding can come in to be reassuring for things that are going on in your life or even in the world. We are in the waxing crescent phase of the first lunar quarter. So we are looking at, what should we do? But we are going to have a retrograde immediately. The 22nd is the station day. So try to put off anything that hasn't already been on the calendar, in terms of I've already been working on this or I've already seen that or whatever. When we get to Tuesday, after this aspect, Moon in Scorpio has to go through a couple of difficult aspects with other fixed planets. And before the Moon in Scorpio gets to the square to retrograde Venus, which won't complete until 12:10 a.m. on Wednesday, there are planetary aspects to look at. One is the Venus in Leo's square to Jupiter in Taurus at 8:16 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, this is going to come in right away with the moon reminding you of it, since it's going to do the square to Venus, as I mentioned, and then go on to oppose Jupiter, which is what Venus is doing, is having a challenge with Jupiter at 8:16 a.m. Now, Venus and Jupiter have different qualities of beneficial attitudes in terms of their meanings. With Jupiter being the greater and Venus being the lesser, but the signs therein are a key. We have the Leo energy of extravagance versus the conservative energy of Taurus. So this is what these two may be up against. And we are also in a moon sign that involves finance too, and that one is shared resources, Scorpio, or things like loans and inheritance, income tax, insurance, those kinds of issues. So it's challenging, okay? And meanwhile, even after the Venus square to Jupiter, we've got that exact Mars in Virgo opposition to Neptune in Pisces at 4:34 p.m. And yes, boys and girls, this is the aspect that is troubling your astrology right now, and the astrologer's focus and ability to communicate, because this is really featured in my chart. And this is one of the things I tell you, you know, you will be noticing definitely that this passion for precision and organization is frustrated enormously on Tuesday by the Neptunian qualities of unreliability, not the right information. You know, somebody doesn't want you to know the truth and is not really telling it, you know, these kinds of things. And it can even be a toxic experience. And Mars is passionate about health in Virgo, right? So this is a difficult Tuesday, I will say. Definitely edgy and difficult. And then the moon in Scorpio coming in with that approach to the square to Venus, 12:10 a.m. on Wednesday, the opposition to Jupiter, 12:48 a.m. So just after midnight, we get that whole thing. You'll see what it is for you. But again, if you are not personally contacted by these planets in the degrees of their signs, then you won't feel it as much. You will definitely see it, but not as much as someone like me, perhaps, let's say. So I'm paying attention to Tuesday. And it's also the day that Mercury is in, you know, pretty much stationary on a degree, because it's going to retrograde the next day, Wednesday. And that is the day where we find the Sun enter Virgo at 5:01 a.m. Now, this is during the time of the first harvest, right? And this is the sign, Virgo, that is associated with an image of a woman holding shafts of wheat, and in fact, the goddess of grains, because that's what's the major crop that's being handled now. It's not the only thing. There's plenty of other stuff being harvested, depending on where you are, but the grains were so important, as we've said before, in terms of being able to preserve something. You know, you can grind it, you can keep it hopefully in the tightest of containers so nothing gets into it, but you can put it away and have food over the winter. This was like the biggest deal imaginable before we had planes flying food in and stores to get them from. So we go into the sign, and she also, by the way, I say she because it is a goddess, and also I'm thinking of the goddess Ceres or Demeter, depending on whether you're in Greece or Rome. And Ceres, though, is our name for the dwarf planet that was once an asteroid. And she and her story, which is, you know, rather intense, as all the stories are, has caused us also to have cycles. So she is not just providing the grain, but she's providing the whole agricultural cycle. Pretty important. And the whole issue of cycles, which we have. I mean, we're in a cycle now, first waxing crescent cycle of the lunar cycle, 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 cycle. We're in the cycle of waning light for the sun. And so here we have the sun enter the sign of cycles and also of service and health. And health has a lot to do with cycles too. You know, sometimes we're inappropriate with the cycle. We could be inappropriate with eating foods that we should have eaten when it was hot in the winter, and vice versa. You know, the body is still very much aware of the cycles. The mind and the outer world isn't. But the body is like the birds and the plant kingdom and everything else. It is responding, and it's going to be happier eating certain foods at certain times, even though you are mainly, and I don't mean you personally, but the big you of all of us, fixated on what I like, what I like to eat, what tastes good. So even quantities, in the summer, quantities can be lower as we start to move into this now. The Virgo is definitely signaling the cycle of the autumn and the shorter days and the cooler temperatures, which we can hope for. Normally, it would be ushering these in. But really, the angle of the light is definitely shifting. You can see it in the sky. You can see it in the colors of the sunrise and sunset, where you can now see Venus right before sunrise. She's come back up. She's still retrograde, but she is now a morning star. So that has, implications for the waxing crescent also, of bringing something forward that has been learned. Okay? So, and that is a Virgo issue also. Virgos are also teachers. They're Mercury ruled so far, and so they are about making these kinds of communications that are organized, logical, and have a perfection to them. This is the sign that, kids in certain states are going back a couple of weeks before the Virgo energy, but it was appropriately not until after Virgo for the schools to start again, because now all that playful energy of Leo is starting to disappear. We still have Venus in it for a while, and we're going into a more structured and ordered cycle. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. Okay, so this is 5:01 a.m. on the 23rd, which is Wednesday. And the sun goes to, move forward. And while she's doing that or he's doing that, the moon is moving towards a sextile to Mercury in Virgo. 1:03 p.m. it completes, and that is, as I said, the ruler of Virgo. In the old way, they couldn't see anything else past Saturn, so we have this. And yet, even though this is a good aspect for kind of getting practical things done, particularly in terms of shared resources and all those other things like loans and such, if you have had something in motion before the station of Mercury, this is okay. If you haven't, this is not the time to begin, because Mercury's like sitting there, It's going to retrograde at 3:59 p.m. that afternoon. So again, if you're working with something and you need to get some kind of paperwork done, then you want it done by 1:03 p.m. on Wednesday, and it's something you've set in motion already, okay? Now, we've got the moon in Scorpio opposing Uranus in Taurus. So, that's 3:19 p.m., and there you are ready. You have the promise of something changing. Now, Uranus is not retrograde yet. Neither is Jupiter. We're getting close to that time of year when we have the, the full house, of retrograde. And that is going to take a little while because, Jupiter is going to retrograde on the 4th of September, Uranus on the 28th of August. So we're next week going to be talking about that one. And so it will be, Venus will just go direct right before everybody who retrogrades, other than Venus and Mars, will be in retrograde. So that is also a time where people, you'll see all these memes on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you're getting your social media posts about astrology that are telling you like, oh, woe is us, you know, like beware, it's all retrograde. Well, that's not really true. Again, if you have been working with cycles, you have known to get things going before the retrogrades. And then retrograde simply means reviewing. And you can spend time reviewing and seeing what needs to be perfected, etc. You know, it's not the end of the world, but the matters of the house are also an issue. So when Mercury retrogrades, no matter what sign it's in, if you are a Virgo rising, or the Gemini rising, you're going to feel that retrograde first. It's going to feel more like something has gone on that has bothered you. And I am Mercury ruled, so once again, as I said, there's some planetary issues for me that are showing up early. But we are looking also at everybody having Virgo and Gemini somewhere in their chart. So the issues of the house that has the sign of Gemini or Virgo, particularly on the cusp, that those are going to seem to be slowed down, or they're going to at least require you to take a look at them again, you know. And again, as I say a couple of times a year, you know, Mercury retrogrades for the period of time, then it stations to go direct. So let's see. The retrograde is going to last, and it's going to go all the way back to 8 degrees. So again, if you know where these things are in your chart, it's very helpful. You know, the retrograde starts out at 21, and then it goes back to 8. Goes direct on the 15th of September. Okay? Venus is already direct by then, and Mars is direct. Jupiter has gone into retrograde, so you catch that little piece of time where you've got Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde. And Mercury will go direct and leave that group. So we've got a slow Mercury to start with, right? And then we're going to see the pickup of speed between the 19th and the 20th of September. And then it should be doing its usual degree a day as it progresses along. And it will get past 21 degrees after the 30th of September. So there's the information you need to know, because this is where we talk about the fact that once the direct motion comes, Mercury is even at a different place in the sky. So you are starting to see things differently. And it will take a little time before you start moving into the full speed ahead. And then this is no longer covering ground that we've already been over. Okay, so you have it there. And I'm sure if you are on Facebook and you look at the Astrolessence page, Facebook page, that's where I do my daily posts, I'm sure you'll see this information come up during the week with, you know, perhaps dates. And if you need to refresh your mind, well, by then you might need to refresh your mind, because Mercury's been stationary and now it's going backwards. And, you know, all those things, you know, make lists and know where you put the list and the keys and all that stuff. The moon, while Mercury has been going into the retrograde, is now giving us a great boost, because Scorpio moon is Wednesday trining retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 10:33 p.m. So yes, use your psychic self. This is the psychic time, and you can get some input that way without having to worry about, you know, finding the logical orderly info. Scorpio moon sextiles Mars in Virgo and then Pluto in Capricorn. From 10:33 p.m. to 12:09 a.m. time frame is when the sextile to Mars is coming in, and that's Thursday morning, 12:09 a.m. And then it's not long, but it's 1:10 a.m. for the Mercury sextile to Pluto. So those both of those aspects make you feel like you're in more control. That's what Moon and Scorpio wants to feel. You know, things can get done and I can handle it and all of that. So out on the West Coast, you still have that before midnight. And so you may be able to take more advantage of it than some of us on the East Coast. 4:07 a.m. on Thursday. Moon enters Sagittarius and goes to square the Sun in Virgo at 5:57 a.m. And that brings us to the second quarter. We're having the waxing half moon in the sky. And this is the time when we're going to make the push to try to go forward and to get all our tools and all the things we need and get ready for the harvest. All right. So the square is a little bit edgy, but, you know, it's probably most people in the U.S. are sleeping. It's kind of a difficult experience to have an instinct to expand and move a lot and have a conscious expression that wants to be very orderly and perfect, you know. So that is, you know, something that if you're awake, you're going to be maybe noticing. And probably also everyone will be noticing the moon in Sag square, which is going to do the whole time Saturn's in Pisces. It's going to be square Saturn retrograde in Pisces until 11:29 a.m. on Thursday. So a bit of a downer, maybe some bad news, maybe some bad news from afar, maybe some difficult travel issues as well, because especially long journeys are part of Sagittarius. Okay. So things will definitely pick up after that. So just remember, it looks worse than it's going to be after about 11:30 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. We have Mars in Virgo's trine to Pluto in Capricorn coming in at 8:23 p.m., which again is helpful for your structuring and you're trying to look back at what did I need for, you know, to do some renovation that will help me. You'll find your tools, perhaps, that you've already looked at because it's Mercury retrograde. And then we have the moon in Sag going trine Venus, yes, until 5:27 a.m. Friday. So that'll feel pretty good. And I think some of the information that you brought up from the underworld in the retrograde Venus cycle will start to be seen, and the philosophy behind it, the big picture of it, can be seen through this aspect of the trine to a moon in Sagittarius. Okay, and you're going to want to share it too, maybe, because it's been helpful, perhaps, for you. Friday, also not the greatest, because we've got now the planets that are in the mutable signs that don't work well with Sagittarius. And so that's going to be Friday. First one is only going to get there by 6:43 p.m. So that's most of the daytime for us on the East Coast. Moon in Sag square Mercury in Virgo. Right? And again, this whole idea is, you know, the Sag moon just either wants action, wants to move, wants to expand, wants to be philosophical. And that doesn't work that well with a mind that wants all these small things put in place. In Virgo, you know, file this. Where are you filing it? You know, I don't know. Moon and Sag says, maybe we should put it there, you know, but it doesn't have coherent, you know, it's going to not persist in time, perhaps, you know. So don't do the filing that day if you can help it. Moon in Sag is going to go to that monthly square to retrograde Neptune in Pisces after that until 3:49 a.m. So difficulty with journeys, particularly long journeys, can't get the truth, might be over-idealizing. And again, toxic is another thing that can be a function of Neptune. Okay, so 3:49 a.m., that's over. But then we have the moon in Sag square, Mars in Virgo, until 7:56 a.m., so things can be very irritating that morning. The commute can be irritating if you're having to do that. And some, you know, nastiness can be expressed, let's say. Certainly some harsh critique with Mars in Virgo. But we can breathe again for the weekend. And that happened last weekend, too, to a large extent. Saturday the 26th, the moon enters Capricorn at 9:05 a.m. Harmony of the Lights is up first as the moon in Capricorn trines the sun in Virgo until 2:39 p.m. So things are going well. Things are going according to plan. Everything's falling into place. Everybody feels good about it. And then moon in Capricorn sextiles, the ruler of Capricorn is Saturn, retrograde in Pisces until 3:39 p.m. And that's like just an hour of that. But it's still helpful, you know, if people have been wavering or not knowing, the moon in Capricorn will show the way, okay? And the next aspect doesn't come in until 10:58 a.m. on Sunday, and that's the trine from moon in Capricorn to Jupiter in Taurus. So it's really uplifting, especially for a sign like Capricorn, optimism and so forth. There are a couple of things that happen before 10:58 a.m. on Sunday, the 27th. One of those is that the Sun in Virgo opposes Saturn until 4:28 a.m. So here again, there can be a dip. Definitely, if you happen to be awake and you're having that, there's a frustration. Maybe somebody's too frightened to go along with what you know. Sun in Virgo is the perfect plan. You know, this is something that happens from time to time, right? So we have that. And then we have Mars getting out of Virgo. Oh, I'm so happy. Well, not everybody's going to be happy, but I am relieved, to say the least, to see this happening on the 27th, Mars entering Libra at 9:20 a.m. Now, this is a funny one because, you know, I remember when I was being taught by my mentor lots of years ago, I don't even want to say how many, this is like fighting for peace, you know, the conundrum of being the planet of war and the sign of peace. And is it peace if you're fighting for it? You know, that's something to think about, right? But there is this passion, and oh, I can only imagine where this is going to be applied, a passion for justice, Libra, truth. You know, this is a sign of the law of mankind, not the natural laws, which is Sag, but, you know, this is a passion. But also a passion for relationship. You know, people are going to be pushing for something more from somebody, perhaps. And also a passion for the arts, whatever is the arts for you. Libra has a big connection to things like books. I mean, the Spanish word is Libra. But Libra is... you know, so it's an air sign, so that makes sense. But it's not just that, but it can be very passionate about experiencing books and also plays and things that are written and produced, films, you know, things like that. But arguments come up around these things also. And again, if you happen to be a person who's having a difficult time with Mars and Leo, you will feel it more. Libra, I should have said. I'm looking at the little Leo glyph right above it. This is just to be expected. And of course, where Mars is transiting in your natal chart, in Libra, that is going to have action. There's going to be more happening in that house. But that's also a place where anger and arguments can take place or around the issues of that. So we have Mars in Libra, and let me flip back to the magic ephemeris, which is going to tell us how long and how far. So Mars is Mars is retrograding. Oh, please don't retrograde Mars. Mars is going to go all the way to the 12th day of October in Libra. So on that journey, we will have Venus will be retrograde, but we will have a connection take place. Maybe not exact, but maybe it does get quite close and get exact as we get to the end of September, the Venus-Mars sextil. Okay, and she will be direct, and Mars is direct, so there might be something really nice that takes place. Those are lovely signs for relationship, for money, for good resolutions to, you know, issues, for contracts and things like that. So we have that to look forward to with Mars being in Libra. Of course, we will eventually have a Mars in a difficult aspect to Pluto, but let's not talk about that. That's pretty far towards the end of that transit. Okay. Also, I will say that the positive Virgo energy of Mercury is going to get a little bit of a boost until 8 p.m. on Sunday with the moon in Capricorn going trine to retrograde Mercury. So again, you're looking back over things. You may be looking back over stuff about your career or your public life or your family, because Capricorn is a sign of family, authority of family, tradition of family, all of that stuff. Maybe you're thinking about starting your plans because they're already going to be showing the paraphernalia that you need for Halloween and possibly even Thanksgiving already. So, you know, maybe you're, you know, thinking about talking to relatives about what you're going to do this year, right? And then to finish up, Moon in Capricorn, trine Uranus in Taurus until 11:22 p.m. is very helpful. Have you been already looking around for some kind of an electronic that can be helpful for your career or, you know, something for your office? And now you can get online and get a good value on it. All right, not something that you just saw, but you're going back to it, and maybe it just went on sale, you know, yippee. Then the sextil to Neptune is how we end this for the week that I'm speaking of. That will happen at 5:29 a.m. for the moon, and that is Monday morning. But shortly after that, you're going to have that conjunction to Pluto. So it has been very gentle under the sextil, and then somebody's getting obsessed about something when the moon joins Pluto until 7:49 a.m. on the 28th day, Monday. Now that is the day that Uranus retrogrades. See, we just skated through. Well, it's like obviously Uranus is slow. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be having a full moon in Pisces on Wednesday. And that we shouldn't think that's all. Right at the end of the week, the third day of September at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Venus goes direct. So we have a lot to talk about next time. There may be a separate podcast for the full moon, because there is a lot to say about the retrogrades. So that's it for the week. And I wish you the best with all of these little hurdles that you must, you know, come over, and also the good times that I hope you take advantage of. And I'll say goodbye for now.